Dr. Absolito.
There's a meteorite in the ground near you.
Sure, it's some kind.
Of course, it's with you. That is the system, and I'm sure Skywalker is with me.
We have spotted Imperial Walker.
Connected.
You're on the slippery planet.
There is snow.
What's up, man? What's up?
Yeah, what?
Yep.
You got on like right after I got off of work, which means feed the children's.
Oh, wow.
Feel the love. Feel the love.
It's because you're so passive aggressive. I can't help it.
That happens when you live in Minnesota. That's just
right into you. Bad throw. Try it again. There we go. What? The psychic thing? Oh, I don't remember now. It was a joke at the time.
Man, it was basically that you have ESP to know when Jonah can't be there.
Oh, yeah.
On TeamSpeak.
Yeah, that's right. I remember now.
Yeah, Jonah's high right now, so.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, that's because you don't like Linux, so that's what you're just going to have to do. You're like, fuck Linux. I heard you. I was listening.
Oh, dude. Really?
Like, fuck Linux, and he's going to Mac.
Oh, God. Lose this TeamSpeak address.
We don't allow those Mac users on here.
I don't think you can run TeamSpeak on a Mac, can you?
I think it does have a setting from.
No, it's Mac. More of a classist thing than a racist thing.
Just blow
oh,
up.
God.
Not at all. This?
Oh my God, it's so nice out.
Oh no, I have all my windows open. I haven't closed them yet.
I got a bunch of windows open too.
Letting
the house breathe.
Well, I've been doing it ever since the nice weather's been available, so I So I could air out from the freaking winter and the heater going on.
It's a double button press. I don't suppose anybody's near me. Nope.
Yeah, once it hits about 60, windows start popping open.
I will.
Well, tomorrow we're supposed to be in like the mid 80s. I was like, okay, I know. Let's not do that yet. Come on. Oh.
I know it's supposed to be like the 70s or something here.
Yeah, it's upper 70s here.
Yeah. We're the same and maybe a degree or two difference.
Yeah, last time I saw it was like 84, 85 tomorrow. I was like,
yeah, well, you're further south.
Too. Nonetheless, time to get some yard work done.
Which is probably the reason why Jonathan wants to go on a hike.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be a beautiful one. Yeah, I want to get outside for sure this weekend.
Well, I'm going to be cleaning up my yard. Finish getting my Christmas lights done.
I'm sorry. That's just funny to me.
I just really haven't. I got like part of them down, but the ones I need the ladder for, just haven't had a decent week and I wanted to do it. Last week and it was too fucking windy. I wasn't climbing up a ladder. Blow my fat ass down. Oh, it was raining too, so. Yeah, actually with my long ass pole, hopefully I can just not break up my ladder.
Yeah.
That sounds sketchy.
Man jacks? I mean, just about every man jacks a little bit. Oh, okay.
Still sounds sketchy.
And how does that work? Yeah. How does that work? Is it where? Is it you still keep your pants on, right? Okay, that's good. Nice. I was doing that yesterday. Yeah. I listen to my station. Get a pretty good selection of different stuff. Don't go in there. Go this way. Here you go, Ryan. Take one of those and one of these.
All right, I have a shield pack.
Oh, do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, just in case. Quasars are good to have. Oh.
We're on easy and we're extracting. I'm not super worried about it.
Guess I can't join back in.
Don't you want to shoot down ships?
Why not? Oh.
Because there's four of you.
Yep, I see that now.
Oh, well.
Oh. Who's the S?
That would be Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, then who's R?
No idea.
Oh, you have it on public, don't you?
I don't know.
Ah, we got some rando then.
I don't know how to change that.
Yeah, that's fine. Show you how to change it when we're done.
Let's go into full chill mode.
Thank you. Okay. Somebody named Regia, level 5. I mean, I don't blame him. I'd join us too.
They joined at like the same time you did, so I assume they were with you.
Nope. Bryce joined at the same time I did.
All three of you joined my team at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know who that person is, but I'm on private, so.
Yep.
Well, let's help you level. Doing easy.
Well, I was playing by myself, so yeah, I was doing easy.
At 23? Well, you should be able to do challenging at 23.
I like to clear the map.
You should be able to do challenging and clear the map.
Maybe.
You should be able to do challenging and clear the map at level 20. You got all the stuff. You got the loadout that I use to do it. Or you should have the capability of having the loadout that I use to do it at that level.
Mm.
Alright, so first things first. Press escape and go to options. And then right then and there it says friends only and public. Change that right there.
Okay.
And then then we're good. Now, everybody return to their ship. And I'll send you an invite in a second.
Okay.
You should be able to let me know when you're in your ship alone, Ryan.
I'm in my ship alone.
Okay. Invited in now. Should have sent you an invite. Did it not do it?
It
says it's receiving data.
Oh, okay.
David Lightman was a
is it nice out?
At computer games.
It is really nice out, yeah. Fast
thinker. Oh, I've been like deathly sick like the last 3 days.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
It is what it is. I'm just excited to go outside tomorrow, even though I have to go to work.
An old game. Yeah, there's always that drawback. With an electronic twist.
Yeah. 1,000 people there and 17,000 people. What are you?
Those are great. Are you taking them back to where we were?
Yeah, we're going to Ben Kent. This is where there's 145,000 people playing.
As long as there's no fucking fire tornadoes like Hellmeyer, I'm good to go.
Oh, well, we just got done doing that one.
There's fire tornadoes here.
Oh, there is, yeah.
Yep, just avoid the fire tornadoes.
Well, as much as you can.
Or die and let us know if there were samples involved.
There's always samples involved.
Bryce needs samples. What are you running for a loadout right now?
Whatever this class is.
Like you should have big bomb, the orbital laser, quasar cannon, and shielding random numbers. Okay. That's the thing to take for these missions.
I do not have the cannon.
That won't work. You don't have the
orbital. You won't have that until
20. Like the quasar is he is 20. He's 23.
I quasar cannon's at 18. The shield pack's at 20.
Go buy it.
How
about you out of here? Oh. Well, by the quasar cannon, dude. That lets you shoot the ships out of the sky as long as you shoot their, like, you shoot one of the little four things on the side of it that propels it, and the whole thing, if you can take it out at the right time, it'll come down and kill all the bots, or it'll blow up in the air and the bots won't make it. And then you can also punch the big guys in the face with it and they'll die. If you can get them right in the face, it's one shot. Otherwise, you can be up to three. Yeah, that's what I mean. The Hulk. The Hulk, if you can get him right in the face with it, like if you can hit that tiny little spot, the whole, the boom, one shot and done.
Alright. Maybe that's what I've been doing. I've been one shot him like crazy.
Yeah, if you can hit him right in the face.
Maybe about 4 out of 5, like one shot, maybe. At least it was, yes, earlier today.
Must be constant loop, storing more and more power from the rest of the system. Laser protection pack and that. And the protection pack lets you stand there for a minute taking a shot while that damn thing charges up to go off. What do you use for a sidearm?
I use a submachine gun myself.
Get that little bastard out of the war room!
Oh, wrong one. Jeez.
He's still playing the game!
Let's see.
What the hell's he doing in here anyway?
Ooh, I like that one. I'll take that. It's speed and unstoppability.
Yep.
I like that combination.
Yeah.
I don't have that yet.
Yeah, I switched between the two.
69% of the housing destroyed.
When I'm playing solo, I switch between those two. I mean, yeah, I gotta call down a resupply to get maxed out, but
this.
Well, press.
If you're solo, you can use the whole resupply for yourself.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this looks familiar.
It does.
These computers give us instant access to the state of the world, troop movements, Soviet missile tests, shifting weather patterns. It all flows into this room and then into what we call the Whopper computer.
Whopper, what is that?
It's a war operation plan response. This is Mr. Richter. Paul, would you like to tell these gentlemen about the Whopper?
Well, the Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Plays an endless series of war games.
Laser
game. Using all available information on the state of the
world. Coming up for me. Can't shoot me anymore. Too close to it. Or you can do that. That'll work too.
You're welcome.
I wasn't necessarily going to go that route, but it works.
Yeah.
There's a tank in there.
In there.
Yeah, there's also a tank in there. That is interesting.
Oh no, that's common. I've seen 2 or 3 in there.
Oh. Oh, fuck. Got the drop ship.
See you guys. Come on.
Big one, so I'm gonna throw an orbital in there and take that one out too.
I loved it when you went to Las Vegas. It's a biblical ending to the place.
Yeah, that one had a Hulk in it.
Come on over here. I'm gonna tell you a bedtime story.
Wow, that's.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Once upon a time. There lived a magnificent race of animals.
Finally got them all. Jeez.
Dominated the world through age after age. They ran and they swam.
This one's not down yet. There's still something in it.
Quite recently, they disappeared. Nature just gave up and started again. We weren't even apes then. We were just these smart little rodents hiding in the rocks. And when we go, nature will start again. With the bees.
Oh, fuck.
Nature knows.
There's a Hulk in here still.
I'm not giving up.
I'm dead.
If Joshua tricks them into launching an attack, it'll be your fault.
My fault?
I punched him once, but I didn't get a good aim on him.
We're not destroying ourselves. Yet the future will learn from mistakes we couldn't afford to make. Except that I never could get Joshua to learn the most important
lesson. Oh, he got me.
should have just let it go and see if I could have hit him.
Do you ever play tic-tac-toe?
Yeah,
of course. But you don't anymore.
You're the only one left, Mr. Bryce.
Yep, you know. I see that.
Exactly. There's no way to win. The game itself is pointless. But back at the war room.
I did punch him once.
You can win a nuclear war. There can be.
If he happened to be chasing you.
So you gave up? Decided to play dead?
Security reasons, they graciously arranged my death. Did you know that no land animal with a body weight of over 50 pounds survived that age? Extinction is part of the natural order.
Bullshit! If we're extinguished, there's nothing natural about that. It's just stupid.
Nope.
But it's all right. I planned ahead. We're just 3 miles from a primary target. A millisecond of brilliant light.
That works too.
We're vaporized. Much more fortunate than the millions who wander sightless through the smoldering aftermath.
Nice.
Oh, that'll work. Nice and easy one. All right. One right next to it, so I'll get that one. Yes, climb through the tree. That was fantastic. That was a little short.
It's learning.
Got some of them. This will fix it.
Joshua?
Strange game. The only winning move is not...
Just go. The thing should take out all that shit now.
How about a nice game of chess?
Damn it.
You'd be pretty close to being right on your step.
Oh, yeah.
That'll work.
I've been very worried about you guys. The roads must be a bear, huh?
What roads?
Visibility.
Visibility? Bullshit. You guys haven't been on time for the last 6 months.
Well, I wrote you guys up in the logbook.
Yeah, you're a prince, Bevan.
Good night, gentlemen.
Nicky, a little bastard.
So, that was like sensimilia, right?
Sensimilia? This grass made Thai stick tastes like a wonder. Lay you out flat, man.
Jesus. Got a red light, sir.
What up?
Number 8, more hill alarm.
Give a thump of your face.
I'll try to throw you in the general direction of where you died.
No worries.
Maybe if you can manage to get in, we're getting close to finishing this one. There's going to be some experience, I think.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message.
That was smart of me.
Break, break. Red dash alpha. Red dash alpha.
Staying by.
Romeo, Oscar, November.
That might
Charlie,
be placed well
Tango,
enough.
Tango. Lima, Alpha, authentication.
Beautiful.
20040 Delta Lima.
I have a valid message.
Oh no! Why is that one still?
I agree with authentication.
Do we not just take that out? There one left. There's one left over here. What?
Enter launch code.
Entering launch code.
Launch order confirmed.
Holy shit.
Oh, this didn't occur in process, but...
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete. Yield selection complete.
Begin countdown. T-minus 60.
All right, let's do it. Insert launch key.
Stand by. Launch key inserted.
Roger. On my mark, rotate launch key to set. 3.
Oh, really?
1. Mark.
T minus 50.
The Hulk got me.
There's a Hulk over there?
Where I am, yep.
Roger, that's set.
Oh, Jesus.
Sir.
T minus 40.
I'm going to the fucking hell.
Enable missiles.
Number 1 enabled, 2 enabled, 3 enabled, 4, 5,
in the goddamn 6, phone.
This way, because that whole direction looks like it's on fire.
7, 8,
9, I want to know how the grass survives this shit.
10, all missiles enabled.
Minus 30. It has the immunity to fire.
That's not the correct procedure, Kazak.
Headquarters
it's fireproof grass. I want some of that.
Procedure. I want somebody on the goddamn phone before I kill
but
20 million people.
You can't smoke it. You can't light it.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care. I'll grow that back here.
I got nothing here. It might have been knocked out already.
Fucking fire 20 minutes.
Right. On my mark. Rotate launch keys to launch.
Oh,
Roger.
Shit.
Ready to go to launch.
14.
13.
12.
11.
Then this place is covered in fire. Not the greatest thing right now.
Sir, we have a launch order.
3. Oh, no, wait, that's right. You just organized the game schedules on your Commodore 64. Commodore 64.
One moment, please. Crystal Laboratory is restricted. Please state your name for identification.
Obsoleto.
Identified as pest. Entry not allowed. Sorry.
Listen, you pigman. I'm on a mission for the king, so get out of the way.
Entry
from the crater. The meteor is extremely radioactive.
Looks to me like we have proof at last of a life-giving meteor. Now we'll be...
Dr. Obsoleto!
Obsoleto! Hello! Yeah.
In between the rooms because I'm obsolete. I get in each room and I globe, right? So I'm following this girl on Instagram who's circumnavigating the
Oh, like Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, but no, she's the first woman to ever circumnavigate the globe, and I've been following her since Christmas time.
Really?
And she's about to complete the circuit.
Amazeballs.
But a dude. Okay, hold on a second. I'm in the closet.
Obsoleto.
She has been in the ocean for 4 months or something like that. You know what I mean? Forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by herself. Solo.
Solo.
Solo. Amazing. Now she's like, within a day or two, her name's Cole. And she's going to come around the... She sailed around the world by herself.
Yeah, like Magellan. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Right?
Yeah, Magellan. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. Explorers.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Amerigo Vespucci. Yeah, you want some...
Amerigo Vespucci.
You know what I'm going to make it tonight? I'm going to make a fettuccine. I'm going to
make an Amerigo Vespucci. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't things like you think? Oh, somebody had to do. You know what? How has there never been a woman president? Do a good Anthony Hopkins. How is that possible?
Yeah, they were queens. They were pharaohs, right?
But, I know,
but never
I'm
president.
About, you know, like you think you'd let some lady have? You know, guys are so insecure they can't even let a lady.
Nope.
Lady be vice president. You're like what? They ain't gonna let no.
No, because then men can't play with their toys. You can't play with the tanks and the missiles. Oh, obsoleto.
All that war budget gonna get wasted.
Yeah, come on, man.
It might just disappear like a mirage.
What about Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones?
What happened to her?
Daenerys.
No?
Do you remember her? The with the white hair with the dragons?
Yeah, no, I know who she is, but what
Well, no, but you told me a no woman has been president, and I said, what about Daenerys?
Okay, well,
you have three dragons. Yeah, well, come on, man. she conquered many kingdoms. Yeah, that's fantasy. That doesn't count. Yeah, roll a 20 for initiative.
That's funny. Dude, you have no idea. It's been years for you, though. Hold on one second, okay?
Daenerys Targaryen.
United Healthcare hack?
What happened?
They did one of those ransomware hacks of United Healthcare. And said, hey, give us $20 million or whatever, and we won't, like, release all your databases out to the dark web or whatever. And they're like, okay, we'll give it to you. They paid.
Wow.
Obsoleto. People, so.
Jeez.
You know, people who, whoever's information's there, that's definitely, that's definitely, gone. Too little too late at that point, you know?
That's why when you go on the internet you have to wear a condom. Obsoleto.
That's why I always wear my aluminum hat on Wednesday hump day.
Do you? Because, oh, that's nice.
That's nice. I always wear my aluminum hat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday,
yeah,
and Wednesday again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta open it out. Because you know what? If you let your guard down, well, that's how they're gonna zap your brain. Oh no! Ah. No, I got my kids here. They're just stupid. I'm just stupid ass around. What's that? You finding?
Yeah, we should all wear tinfoil hats.
We should. I know. You know, the aluminum foil is expensive, but it's not as expensive as getting your brain zapped. Hey, that's the truth.
You just gave me an idea about I'm going to convene.
Okay, got to go. I'm talking to you. Cutting out.
Absolutely. It's the Libyans. The Libyans are here.
Everyone's hair is blowing in the wind. They're like,
You're funny.
All you are is like one guy, like some like small like family video or something. And like he's just a guy in like a store of like VHS, couple DVDs, maybe a few Blu-rays, and then you're like by yourself, and here you come, Dr. Obsolete. You're like, oh, no. So I was just listening to my newest playlist.
Mongoloid, he was a Mongoloid, happier than you and me. Mongoloid, he was a Mongoloid. You know what?
It's like you look outside and there's a wall of water coming toward your store. It is Dr. Obsolete.
Dr. Obsolete, yeah, with his VHS camera.
Information that you do not have. That you don't even know what he's like. Have you heard of Commodore 64? Like, no, sir. He's like, let me tell you from the beginning.
Have you heard about the Commodore 64 before?
Like, half the guys shipped this over and the tapes and stuff. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Doc Jobs. Like, why did you rewind all the tapes, Tim?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Dr. Obsolete came in. Told me all his history about chess and stuff. I don't know. Like, man, now you have to do some overtime, and I don't want to pay overtime. You make $3.85 an hour. I can't pay you $4.25. I can't pay you this. I need to stay afloat. He's getting mad at this kid only because the guy who came in just schooled him on every retro system that he had. No, this would have to be put in the, early 90s, late 80s, I guess. It would be funny, though.
That is hilarious. Like, that's hilarious. Yeah, that's what the movie, somebody asked me recently. They sent a message. Somebody sent a message and said that there should be a movie made about Dr. Obsolete.
Yes, like he's always like kind of like smoldering, like smoking. Like somebody who's like maybe might spontaneously combust and stuff. Like his vest, he has a vest or something, and they're kind of like puffing up a little bit. Like, what's going on, Dr. Obsolete? He's like, God, don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. And then, you know, he's kind of got this like steaming issue where he's like, he's trying to keep all his old dreams alive.
Yeah.
And he becomes he's almost like a universe unto himself.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Like he's almost like a steamy, dreamy person. But when somebody starts talking to you, you can't get away. You're mesmerized by his eyes. They're like spinning wheels and like 3D glasses. And he starts telling you these stuff. Remember the days of yesteryear when computers weighed 5,000 pounds? You know, and then you're like, huh? And then next thing you know, you took like 3 hours to pass. And I had no idea. Dr. Obsolete. You know, he draws people in and they can't get away from but then it could be like a funny like comic book, but it could also be like true his historical tales of original systems and stuff. You know what I mean? It could be like funny, you get caught by that old lady, like, oh, she's gonna catch me again and talk to me, it's like burn my ears off, you know. But it could be like a true tales of like old programs and stuff.
Yeah, floppy drives, Commodore 64s, Amiga.
Yeah, dial-up. People don't even know what you're talking. You talk to a kid today, you're like, hey, do you remember dial-up? And it's like, they have no idea. You don't even know what you're talking about. They have no idea. You have to plug dude, when the TV went off at midnight and it went to static and stuff, and it was like the send off of the Statue of Liberty and flags and fireworks. You know, like, cable went off at midnight and we were like, there's no TV. It's over. Like,
it's over.
Hell.
Yeah.
That's it. And like, the people tell kids that nowadays, they're like, you're lying. I would be like, you're a liar. You're a liar, Mr. Obsoleto. Say it isn't so.
Say it isn't. No, no. No. Dr. Obsoleto knows. He's watched TV until they had to turn the station off. And you know what? Then Dr. Obsoleto called the station one night at 3 a.m. and demanded to know where the programming was. Hey, 1987. 1987, I called them up, man. And then they hacked that station.
It's like, you know, public television filled those. It's true.
Yeah.
A lot of the things were just like infomercials and shit like that, dude. It was. And it filled the night. And then it became like, you know, MTV Headbangers Ball. You know what I mean? It started at midnight. And it was like, what? Like, things are starting at night. Like, what's that? Remember Headbangers Ball? Come on.
Yeah.
You know? Yep.
Yeah.
That's how things.
I remember Headbangers Ball. Yep, watched it religiously.
Was different. It was like there was nothing. You just made something up, and that was Ricky Rackman and all these original dudes. Remember there was a video. What was that game show on MTV? And it was like it was really fun too. Gosh darn it, man! What's the name of that? It was an MTV game show. Do you remember what it was?
Jeez, I don't know.
Oh, it was really good. My kid's pulled my hair, sorry. No, it was, not Kurt Loder. Gosh darn it. Sorry, one second. This is fun, though. I'm glad you called me at the right time. It's one of those things where you, it's catching. It's going to take some time. Hold on. Game show, I got it. It was called, like, gosh darn it. Ooh, I'm going to remember it, and I'm going to be so happy when I do, because it was really fun. It was like 9 squares, okay?
Yeah.
But it was the original one. Remote Control. That was what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Remote Control, yeah.
In this MTV video, Dire Straits played Money for Nothing, you know, or whatever, you know what I mean? But there was, like, you know, random questions, too, but a lot of it was self, you know, promotion, you know. Let's see, who's the Remote Control? Ken Ober, remember that? And Colin Quinn. And Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
Can't forget Colin Quinn. Right? But later seasons had Adam Sandler, Dennis Leary. It was the original. That was the original one. Game show about music.
Oh, yeah?
I would have never. If you asked me for $5 million, what was the host of Remote Control? And I could not have said Ken Ober for $5 million. I can't remember it. It's too old. Like, but I remembered it though. The show. just can't remember. But that shows you how obsoleto it's become.
Right.
We can't even remember when we were young. Obsolete.
I like that.
But we'll be all right. So yeah, I'm turning 50 in October, dude.
Yeah, we have to do a birthday party.
Connected.
Hey man, how's it going? I'm good. Jonah's doing a D&D thing, so that's all I really know, so. So, I mean, if you're looking for Jonah, he is right now playing D&D. That's all I really know. I'm just playing Helldivers as usual. All right, nothing wrong with that. No, not really. Oh yeah, now I can. Yeah, now I can. Yes, it is. No, I never really played the Atari, so no. Probably was the NES, to tell you the truth. Well, Mario Brothers is one of them. Mario and Tetris, you know, when it came out, that was the... My brother had one, and he got the Mario and Tetris games with it. Oh, were you? All right. Yes, it is. I know. That's them. I never played Pal World at all. I was never really into Pokemon, so. It's been so long. I like Metroid. Yeah, that was one of my favorites, I know. Yeah, me and my brother both like Castlevanias. Yep. Okay. Yes, I do. Yeah. I will. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't agree. I don't argue with that at all.